fake underground churches are exposing North Korean Christians. Successful peace talks could help a ministry in the Congo, and reaching Muslim immigrants presents barriers in Russia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A disconcerting report is coming out of a fairly reliable North Korea watchdog source. According to them, the North Korean government is reportedly setting up fake underground churches and disguising national security agents as defectors to expose Christians. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner.
Apparently they're going into China. They're infiltrating the Korean churches that are assisting North Korean defectors and then coming back into North Korea with money and with Bibles, with the whole idea of unmasking Christians and also taking the funds and using them for the North Korean government.
Penner says it's not a totally new strategy. He says the Soviets did something similar during the Cold War, but urges prayer.
Continue to pray for wisdom and for discernment on the part of believers who work in such restricted nations. There is always the fear of discovery. You don't want to be controlled by fear. And these are really good prayers to be praying for our brothers and sisters, that the Lord would rule and not fear.
Meanwhile, peace talks in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been delayed until January 6th to allow for all parties to be involved. President Joseph Kabila is under pressure from the United Nations to find a political solution to end years of fighting. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says the civil conflicts have caused problems for their work.
During all these troubles of the last 6-7 years, we have lost quite a number of churches. I don't know the exact number, but it could be 40, 50 churches in the sense of the villages were demolished or people fled into other parts and they've stayed out there.
He says countrywide peace will allow transportation to improve, allowing Grace Ministries to get in to visit these churches.
There are areas that we have not visited for a number of years where we have churches in the interior.
You can help Grace Ministries rebuild with your support. Go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. In Ukraine, a school specifically for the Roma population is growing. The Roma community traditionally does migrant work, so their children are in and out of school. They're viewed as outsiders. But Roma Christian School is actively recruiting these students. Worldwide Christian School's Emily Kluster says,
the parents can see that the teachers genuinely care about their kids. And this is something they have not seen from the mainstream European population. So they are really seeing Christ in these teachers through the compassion that they're showing their children.
Parents are realizing the benefits of staying in one place, which means the school needs to serve more people.
The school is in a lot of transition right now, and because of their unique approach with the Roma population, the student population is growing very quickly. They currently serve elementary age students, but their goal is to expand into junior high and high school.
Meanwhile, in Moscow, Russia, the Muslim population has grown from 1% to up to 20% in 15 years. International Mission Board says 3.5 million of those people are immigrants from Asia who have little chance of hearing the gospel in their own language. This wave of immigrants is looking for better paying jobs, but IMB hopes they'll be able to hear the gospel. A strategist for IMB is helping Southern Baptists meet this need. Pray for Russia as it reacts to this new wave of change. And Korea-Cambodia exhibition soccer drew thousands of Cambodians to Phnom Penh Olympic Stadium last week. It was an effort by Far East Broadcasting Company to build friendship between the two nations. In between games, spectators saw traditional dance and heard a message from FEBC's Billy Kim. Buses were donated to the national soccer team, and 10,000 bags of iodized salt were distributed to help the Cambodians' iodine deficiency. Kim hopes a powerful spiritual alliance was built. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical text come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.